Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Arrest in deadly Florida farm worker bus crash.
We have 8 confirmed fatalities.
At former President Trump's criminal trial.
Key testimony from Cohen.
NTSB report finds cargo ship that brought down a Baltimore bridge.
Suffered a series of electrical failures.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The driver of a pickup truck that slammed into a farm worker bus near Ocala, Florida today, killing 8 people and injuring dozens of others, is arrested and charged with DUI manslaughter. Florida Highway Patrol Lieutenant Pat Reardon.
That vehicle, for unknown reasons, traveled toward the center line, and the vehicles had a collision of a sideswipe-type manner.
The bus crashed through a fence and into a tree before overturning. At former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, ex-Trump attorney Michael Cohen takes the stand again. CBS's Errol Barnett says the prosecution focused on checks.
Prosecutors methodically walked through each and every one. We're talking about 11 checks, 11 invoices, and 12 so-called vouchers or ledgers from the Trump side, which confirm that payments were made to Cohen in 2017, each in the amount of $35,000, which went beyond the $130,000 he says he paid Stormy Daniels as part of that hush money deal.
The defense grilled Cohen about his motivations, credibility, and his admitted track record of lying about his dealings with Trump. As for former President Trump, he arrived at the courthouse today with several prominent Republicans in tow, including U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
These are politically motivated trials, and they are a disgrace. It is election interference.
CBS's Nicole Skanga has the latest on a preliminary report by the NTSB on the deadly Baltimore bridge collapse.
The container ship Dolly that crashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge in March suffered a series of electrical failures just minutes before the collision, plus 2 blackouts a day earlier. The 24-page report details 2 power outages, stopping the ship's propeller and rudder as it approached the bridge.
The Justice Department says Boeing breached its obligations in a 2021 agreement that shielded the plane maker from criminal prosecution over fatal 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019 and is subject to prosecution. But the government is determining how it will proceed. A UN staff member is killed and another injured in Gaza. CBS's Imtiaz Taib says this is the first international UN aid worker to be killed in war.
What we understand is that he was on his way to one of the hospitals in southern Gaza when his convoy came under attack. We understand that it was an Indian national who was killed.
On Wall Street, the stocks rose. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
President Biden signs an executive order hiking tariffs on Chinese EVs, solar cells, and other goods, saying he's making the move because
Chinese government is subsidizing excess capacity. They're flooding the market. They're driving manufacturing companies out of business in Europe. But we won't let that happen here in America.
It's primary day in West Virginia, Maryland, and Nebraska. In addition to the race for the White House, Maryland Democrats battle in a Senate primary in which the nominee is expected to face former GOP Governor Larry Hogan. CBS's Scott McFarland says also in Maryland.
Former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn is trying to win the Democratic nomination for a congressional seat, to win a seat in the chamber he helped protect against the riotous mob that day. He's facing a heavily funded, long-tenured state legislator for the nomination named Sarah Elfrith.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice is running for Senate as Republicans look to replace him. In Nebraska, there are three congressional races, a U.S. Senate race, and a U.S. Senate special election race. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The government is warning of possible terror attacks at LGBTQ plus pride events this year. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
From New York City to L.A. and across the nation, thousands turn out every year for Pride Month. But now the FBI and Department of Homeland Security warn that foreign terrorists or organizations might target such events and LGBTQ venues. June 12th marks the 8th anniversary of the nation's deadliest attack on the LGBTQ community at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, where 49 people were killed and 53 others were injured. The gunman had pledged allegiance to ISIS. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Caitlin Clark's much-anticipated WNBA debut with the Indiana Fever is tonight in Connecticut in front of a sold-out crowd. The number one pick in the draft is coming off a record-setting college career at Iowa.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest on a legal fight over contaminated water and the U.S. military.
A lawyer representing U.S. military families suing over a 2021 jet fuel leak into a Navy-based drinking water system in Hawaii has asked a judge to award plaintiffs a range of about $225,000 to $1.25 million each in damages. Plaintiff's attorney, Christina Baer.
We know that the government contaminated the water and didn't tell people not to use it. And we know that these families don't want that to happen ever again.
The request for financial damages comes after a two-week trial and a lawsuit against the U.S. military.
Ipe Mizuhara, ex-interpreter for MLB star Shohei Ohtani, pleads not guilty as a formality. He has agreed to a plea deal on bank fraud and subscribing to false tax return for allegedly stealing nearly $17 million from the baseball star to pay off gambling debts. That's a World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, May 14, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.